It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. We get an update on some items influencing the markets. Roy, tell us about a program that you did yesterday. You said yesterday you were down in Beatrice, right?
I was at Beatrice Ag Show or Ag Expo in Southeast Community College. Had a real nice turnout here. There must have been 300 or 400 people here, and a real good program.
All right, very good. Let's talk about some of the items that are influencing the markets. You know, as you talk to producers, what seems to be the hot topics right now?
Well, of course, everybody wants to know what direction the soybean and corn prices are going to go. And, you know, it's anybody's guess, but we've had some pretty technical action here in the markets about 2 weeks ago, and they kind of sold off a little bit. Basis widened out a little bit, but not much follow through. And I view that as kind of positive, at least. You know, showing that we're not going to just collapse this market all at once.
You made comments before we started visiting on air here that you said there's been some negative indicators in the market, but like you said, we still have been able to hold on to that strength near our highs anyway. What would you say is the negative parts in the news right now?
Well, the negative thing that was really, to me, just kind of jumped out at me was that we had that January crop report on the 11th, and the market was sharply higher for 2 days, and then it kind of struggled for a day or so, and then on the, I think it was the 17th, we saw the markets open like 35 cents higher in the nearby soybeans and end up closing lower on the day. And so we had, in fact, a technical reversal, and for several days after that, the market actually up until through yesterday really hadn't gone anywhere. So even though we had some technical very negative technical action, there wasn't any follow through, and usually that's kind of a sign that the market's got pretty good underpinnings and probably is not going to go very much lower, at least for the short term.
So do you think it's the demand numbers and just people looking for corn and beans that's keeping those numbers higher right now?
Well, it's the anticipation that we're going to be short here sometime along the line, probably about the time the new crop harvest comes in. And you know, there's plenty of corn and beans in the country right now, but the anticipation is there that's not going to be the case indefinitely, and that's what's holding the market up. And you know, until something changes that, this market's probably got pretty good underpinnings to not go a whole lot lower, or maybe when we get into weather time of the year, to regain what it's lost.
How about some overseas news? What are we hearing from South America and their crops right now?
We didn't get the increase in acres of soybeans in Brazil that the trade wanted. They were anticipating 62 million acres, and they only got 60 and a half. And of course, harvest is going on down there now. It's really just getting started, but my understanding is that the crop is going to be fairly good, that they've had enough rain and yields are going to be okay.
Okay yields aren't going to get enough to give us a surplus, though, are they?
Well, no, they really need sort of spectacular yields, or at least way above average yields, and that may happen, but probably not going to be 10% or 20% better than normal. That I don't think that's going to happen, and so that'll kind of keep prices buoyed up too.
All right. In terms of our marketing plan, you know, what should producers be looking at with all of this being said?
Should take a look at the prices and what they'll do to your cash flow. And, you know, my opinion, rally days, get something sold. If you absolutely haven't got anything sold, old crop or new crop, you need to not have the whole crop at risk of prices dropping. But, if you've got some sold, you kind of space those sales out in the next 3 or 4 months and at a price level that's acceptable to you. And I guess if I had to give one real piece of advice, don't try to hit the top with 100% of your crop.
Very good. There are a couple of different ways producers can get more information from you, right?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website.
Very good. Appreciate the time, Roy, and we'll talk to you next week.
I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, getting an update on items influencing the markets. Along with Roy Smith, I'm Chad Moyer on 840 KTIC.